we're hearing that the number of people with pulmonary disease has increased dramatically over the last 10 years, according to a new study.
This is this has been produced by the Institute for Clinical Evaluative Sciences. Looking in Ontario, the number of Ontarians who have been diagnosed with chronic obstructive lung disease, or COPD. COPD is a result of damage to the lung tissue itself, where the lung loses its ability to squeeze down. Normally when you breathe, and people don't think about this, but breathing in actually is what takes energy to do. Breathing out is very passive, but breathing out happens because your lungs have a lot of elastic tissue, and it's when you expand your lung, the elastic tissue in the lungs stretches. When you breathe out, your lung relaxes, the elasticity squeezes down and squeezes air out. But in COPD, which is primarily, in fact, is caused by cigarette smoking over the long term, damages that tissue so that you do not have the ability anymore to breathe out very well. Your lungs always stay relatively inflated because that they lose that elastic tissue and your lung just expands. And as a result, you can't get very much air in. And the best analogy I can use for people who have to understand what COPD is, it's like breathing through a straw all the time. So if you put a straw in your mouth and you try and breathe through that, you really have to try to inhale a lot to try and get a little bit of air in. And that's what people suffer with COPD. So this study found that more than 700,000 people over 35, about 10% of the population, live with the disease. And although mortality rate has decreased because of various treatments, medications have improved, pulmonary rehabilitation has managed to provide a lot of good results, and exercise as well does help. It's still the fourth leading cause of death in Canada and is one of the leading causes of admission to hospital.
But one of the reasons why there may be more people with it is because more people are living with the disease because there's better treatment and so on.
That's correct. Also the fact that smoking rates 30, 40, or 50 years ago were greater than they were today. And so you're seeing the delayed effect of that damage because it does take that amount of time to see. So it's simply an illustration that this disease is unlikely to go away right now. You still have about 20%, 15 to 20% of the population that's smoking. A tremendous amount of resources goes into treating it. There's a lot of suffering that's associated with it. And this is simply an illustration of one of those diseases that is completely preventable, and for people just to realize the cost, not only personally, but to society in general, that this disease provokes.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.